What if it's bigger than that?
Well, we would maybe say it had a lake, but mostly here you'd say that old field down there with the pond in it.
Or if it's not that much water, it's just sort of damp and it's over.
Bottom. We'd say that down there where the old bottom is, bottom land. And that to us means that it's wet, you know, it kind of holds moisture, doesn't drain out very fast.
Well, what about a real overgrown area that's kind of wet? Maybe you could go hunting there.
Well, we'd say that if you were going into the woods to go hunting, you'd say that, or you let the brush take a portion of land that you've couldn't cultivate or something, found it too wet or something. You see the brush got it.
What about a marsh? Do you ever use
marsh that? Is not a term that's used. But you might say that old marshland down there or something like that. But marsh is not used too much here in talking about boggy land or pond or something like that would be more common to this area.
What about swamp?
Yeah, now you hear the word swamp used real often, talking about the river swamp or the swamp that goes like Scambia Creek swamp. This is a creek that heads up back out here and goes down through there. And then limestone swamp, Flat Creek swamp. That's all big creeks, big streams of water that has this low-lying area in there. Uh-huh. Swamp is a very common term here.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were draining an area, things that you dig to drain the water off.
Ditches.
What about if you had a heavy rainfall and the water cut out of
it? We'd call that a gully.
Okay,
or a ditch. A gully usually is the word that we use. So if the heavy rain falls, washes out a path for the water to leave, that's usually known as a gully to us, and it can become a real problem.
How big is a gully?
Very in size. We wouldn't necessarily, if we said there was, it made a gully down there, we might not mean that it made one that you could put this building in, yet it does. There's plenty of them around here that you could put the building in.
What about a ditch? What size is that?
A ditch. We usually think of ditch as something that has been deliberately made to drain something. Mm-hmm. Not so much that the rainfall washed it there, but the fact that you cut a ditch to drain the pond, you cut a ditch to drain the water off your yard, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And a small rise in land would be called a...
Well, if it was a pretty good place, you'd say that hill over there, or the hillside. If you were talking about just a very slight rise, and you were talking about, I'd say over there around that high place, you know, in the field or over there like that. But usually we use the word hill.
To open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
That's not very common here.
What about something a whole lot bigger than a hill?
Like a mountain?
Mm-hmm.
You might, if you were talking about a real high hill here, you might, just to put added emphasis, say that's a young mountain or a little mountain or something like that, just to get a little added emphasis.
The rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is the...
Now we're not familiar with that in here because we just don't have that kind of thing.
Or you'd say someone's car went over the...
Well, you say it went over the bank or the cliff or something like that.
You talk about several of those. You talk about several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, not a valley, but still up in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
You call that a...
Mm-hmm.